This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We are going to have an unbelievable show for you today. We've got the only guy I know that is like the coolest guy I know. And I can't tell you about him because he's a maniac. But I forgot because Adrian, he wasn't here last week. I actually forgot Adrian was my son. So he's actually with me today. And he was on vacation. He went to Aruba or something. And now he's back. Where'd you go?
Steamboat Springs.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah.
All right, how'd it go? Was it fun?
It was so good.
Are you glad to be back?
Very, very glad.
And who gave you the hookup for the hotel when your entire travel plans went to hell in a handbasket?
Turns out all members of your family need passports, not just 4 out of 5 does not count on the international travel front, and we learned that the hard way. So thank God for my dear old dad.
Contact mapper that I am. I picked up the phone. 5 seconds later, he had a suite in a hotel that would make you cry in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. I am telling you, all of you need to know how to monetize your database with karma, with spirituality, with everything. And one of the best guys you're ever going to meet in your life is my buddy John Register. And you're looking at him right here. And he's significantly older than the first time I met him. But I ran into him in an airport, and he was sitting there, and he had an aura about him that literally pulled me across the room. And I go, who is this guy? And I walk over to him, and I just said, who are you? And he told me his story. And I have been in love with him ever since. At that point, he had a wife and 2 small kids. He was working down in Colorado Springs. He was doing gigantic things even back then, and he has graduated. So he's going to tell his story a little bit, but you just have never met a guy in your life that's overcome it like John Register out of the University of Arkansas.
Go
How
fish.
Are you, John?
Oh, my gosh. Tom, Adrian, it's so wonderful to be on the show with you all. It's great to see you. And I'm glad you had dear old dad there, Adrian.
Thank God, man.
I never stopped being parents for some reason. You know? So, very honored to be on the show. Thank you. I don't know where you want to start. You want to start in the story or?
I want to tell everybody when I met him, he was his side hustle because he loved his little kid so much. It was so adorable. He had one of those popcorn machines. You know where you remember that? Do you still have that thing?
No, we had popcorn. We also the beer thing we did was funnel cakes.
Yeah. And was that just fun or did you ever make any money at it?
Yeah, we actually started as backstory on that. I used to work for the United States Army. I was a soldier. Then I started working for them, and they put me through this this course, which was an MWR, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation course. And MWR actually operates as a for-profit business inside of the military. No one really knows this stuff. So they operate hotels. They operate kind of the one-armed bandits and everything. And that cash profit, what at that time was about $1.3 billion annual sales. That's making money. So we call this non-appropriated fund dollars.
Right.
Or soldier dollars. Okay. So from that, they want you to know how to manage it. So I went to this management course on this stuff. And we had to do a break-even analysis. And the break-even analysis, I took what I only knew when I used to run for the University of Arkansas. We went to the pin relays. And outside the gate of the pin relays, you got these great big funnel cakes. So I said, I love those things. Let me see what the break-even analysis on it. When I saw the profit margin, after I figured out how to do it, I was like, oh, my gosh, let's do this. So Alice and I, we started a funnel cake business. And we brought these fryers from this regular conventional household fryers from the PX, the Post Exchange. And we went out to the park and we had all these fryers out there. We had a line 1 mile long and we were cooking grease cakes. They were horrible. They were the worst thing ever. And we had a line 1 mile long.
Wow.
So I said, well, let's do this for real. So, you know, back in the old days when you got to float a check, I floated a check, got a big old fryer, and I didn't realize that propane and regular gas were different. So I'm out with this big old fryer. I can't get the thing started. I'm about to go to jail because I floated this check. And eventually get the fryer working. And I was all in for like $3,800. And after 2 days, we made like $7,000.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go to jail.
Here we are. But that's what you have to do. You have to hustle, don't you?
You got to hustle. Yeah. You got to hustle. And
so you were a four-time All-American at University of Arkansas. Unbelievable track guy. Headed to unbelievable fame, military, everything was going your way.
Yeah.
And what the heck happened?
So, yeah, I'm going to finish that funnel cake story. So now we we teach it as a business. So I go down to Harrison High School now, which is in District 2, Colorado Springs, and we would hire kids to go work the business. I would make them do the break-even analysis. I would make them do how to, find your cost analysis, all those things they did. And then I would pay them $15 an hour. And after the night was over, I would give them a bonus of like $500.
Wow.
And it was awesome. It's great. And they're like, oh my God, this eye is this big. I'm going out getting Jordans, So we had them do all that stuff to actually show how you can, it's on you to make the business actually work. Okay. So now that's all.
That's story. Horrible. I interrupted you and I'm so sorry. And everybody in the comment is being very, very mean to me. Keep going.
I love this. Ron Inley's great story.
Well, there he is. Those people are all drunk.
But wait, there's more. Yeah, that's right. Wait, there's more. So at 5:29 in the afternoon, like you said, I was one of the world's fastest hurdlers, eighth fastest in the country, in the United States, top 20 in the world. The USA Track and Field News had just said I'm the one to watch, would be one to watch for the 1996 Olympic Games. 400-meter hurdles one time around the track, over 10 barriers spaced 35 meters apart. I'm approaching each hurdle at about 8.9 meters a second.
Wow.
So somebody put that in the chat. How fast is that? So as I'm running, right, the wind is blowing hard in Hayes, Kansas, and I'm having problems with my steps. Now, I'm in the military. I'm on my way to officer candidate school. That's kind of my next position. I'm going to be a lifer. I love it. Combat veteran. And so I'm like saluting flags. Everything's going gravy. And the wind's blowing really hard, and I'm having trouble with my steps. The right leg's coming up, the left leg's coming up. And sometimes in hurdles, as in life, we just want things to stay the same. But because of this moment in time, it's not, and I've got to figure it out before I have this race the next day. So I jump in the blocks. I do my one last proverbial pass. My right leg leads over the first hurdle. I'm on. Second hurdle, right leg leads again. I'm still on. And I feel that Kansas wind really push against me. But I'm determined. I push back against the Kansas wind. I realize about six steps out, I'm going to be short. And as I'm approaching the hurdle, I'm looking in the chat. It's 19 miles an hour, about 19 and a half miles an hour. There you go. 19.9. That's it, Jason. Thanks for putting that in. Awesome. Just got in under the wire. Under the wire, baby. I'm short, so I have to take the hurdle with my left leg. Off the right leg I go. I cross the hurdle with my left leg. When I land, my leg snaps in half. It hyperextends. And when I fall forward, The left leg is now canted across my right leg. My foot is touching the black surface of the track. As you can imagine, life has now shifted and changed. In fact, a second lieutenant took, Michelle Dickens took 9 pictures that day. And I usually post every once in a while the picture of that injury so we can see what the second worst day of my life was, for that time. And in that moment, I'm trying to identify, what do I need to do? And my brain was just like, just get up. Just push yourself up. Get yourself up, John. And that was not going to happen. I was whisked off to Hayes Medical Center. A doctor comes in, got this white lab coat on, stethoscope around his neck. He looks at me, takes one look at my crooked leg that looks like the letter L. Yes, absolutely, Ron, destiny moment. And he says, I'm going to have to fix that. So he bears down that crooked leg and says, we're going to do this on three. One, spots my leg, my leg balloons up, I pass out. And then 7 days later, after all these surgeries, I'm medevac to Wichita, Kansas. My wife is in the room. My parents in the room. My son, John Jr., is playing with a little toy train at the bottom of the foot of the bed. And I'm in the most pain that I've ever been in my life, or at least up until that point. And Dr. Randy Mullins, the attending physician, says, you know, John, you got a tough choice to make. Keep your leg, use a walker or a wheelchair for the rest of your life. Amputate the leg, use a prosthetic for the rest of your life. And what kind of choice is that? So I look back at Dr. Mullins, and I know with the pain that I'm in, I just want, in my mail, Dr. Regan says, just get rid of the leg, get rid of the pain. And so I look back at him and said, I know it has to be amputated. And he immediately goes into work. 2 nights later, I wake up, 11 o'clock at night. It's a little black and white clock there at the back of the room spinning. And I'm in more pain than my male deductive reasoning had reasoned.
Yeah.
And I just wanted something to knock it out. So there's a morphine drip button over, you know, this morphine drip button. And I wanted to knock it out, but I'm too weak to roll over to press that button. And I can see the nurses, they say, so I'll just get their attention. So I want to call out to them, but the tubes that were down my throat made the sound too inaudible to get their attention. So there I'm there laying in that bed for the next 8 hours with my dangerous thoughts. Who am I now? What's my identity? Will my wife Alice still stick around? Will my son still see me and value me as his father? Do I still have a job in the military? Can I support my family? I mean, my Olympic dreams are over. And at 8 o'clock, Dr. Mullins comes back in the room, looks at me, sees I've done a 180-degree shift. And he immediately calls my wife, Alice, who's trying to manage me, herself, her mother-in-law. She's just been fired from her job 7 o'clock that morning because she's been gone away too long to care for me. And she comes over. They get me into a wheelchair with me out to an inaccessible playground where I'm parked there watching my wife and my son playing the swing set. And I couldn't push myself out of that chair. First time I felt devalued, dejected, and disabled. Started crying, lost it. Everything was just pouring out of me. Alice sees me struggling, comes running over, says, you know what, John? We're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And when she spoke those words, she really baselined my entire existence. She undergirded me, and I began to think about it. And as John Jr. jumps off the swing, he's 5.5-year-old legs come running over to me. Hey, Mom, Dad, you see my big jump? You see my big jump? He jumps in between myself and Alice, and I realize in that moment that he had just jumped off that swing. He just validated me as his father, and he created his new normal. And that began to be my rallying cry from that point forward on.
That's the most beautiful thing. Everybody, all of you, You think you got problems? Think about that day in Hays, Kansas. I tried to fly an airplane into Hays, and the wind was blowing 70 miles an hour. And I had to turn base, and it blew me all the way to Colorado, and I had to practice. It was terrible. And I landed almost standing still because it was going 70 miles an hour. That's what he was up against. And we're going to take a break right now, but we're going to come back and talk about what the other side, because this guy is a true American hero. Thanks for watching so far. We'll be right back. Genesis Communication Network.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back. This is the Contact Mapping Sponsored Network Marketing Leadership Show. So go to contactmapping.com right now and make sure you dial in and get that free app for staying connected to people. I've stayed connected to John Register. He's got to be creeped out because, man, I've been stalking him for a decade at least, ever since the day I met him. We were talking about what happened to him and what he's gone through. And it's just absolutely brought me to my knees. I have a major, major handicap called addiction, a terribly drunk alcoholic that I was able to turn around and turn it into my biggest asset. And I thought that was a big thing, but not nearly pales in comparison. Here's the deal. John Register fought through it and turned it around. And what he's doing with his life now is literally unbelievable. So back to you. This is a short segment, John. So just fire it up and keep telling this story, because these people have got to understand you might be down, but you are never out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I would say you as well. I mean, you're sharing that story. You licked it. You did it, right? So you pushed to that side. And so we all have those struggles. We all have those challenges. For me, with the mindset shift, it was Alice's words of, this is our new normal. Yeah. I began to use it as a mindset that it's a place, right, to a mind site where I desired to be. So I began to see what was possible. And then kind of sort of keynote addressing, what I do is I say this is a redefining moment. The redefining moment is when we begin to think about a glimpse of something that can actually get us over the hump. I say when our truth outweighs our fear, we will commit to a courageous life. So that's the thing. Most of the time, our fear is over our truth, so we never commit. We always are beholden to the opinions of others or what society has dictated to us. And that drives even more of our fears. But when we jump, and the jump is your jump, the jump is our jump, then we get over to the other side of this rebirth. And if we don't commit to the jump, we don't live a life of regret. We live a life of justification. I begin justifying why I was not courageous enough to make the jump. So we get over to the rebirth side, and it's actually harder than we anticipated because that's where the real work begins. I now have to unlearn some things that were learned maybe wrongly in my life. And if I'm unwilling to do that, I find myself back in fear. And I question whether the person's made the jump before. But for me, I had to it wasn't that I was going to win a silver medal, the Paralympic Games. For me, it was, how can I stand up on my leg for 15 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, and then manipulate a wheelchair to get to my prosthetic appointments, put on an artificial leg and walk between the parallel bars, get a four-bar walker to walk around the hospital, walker to crutches, crutches to cane, cane to free walking to swimming, swimming to running, running to jumping, and then to a silver medal, right? 6.5 years that took. And we want it right now. We want a Burger King. We just want, you know, we had the horrible thing with the murder of George Floyd. And then we talk about race relations, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging and say, how can we can't just get over this? Because we've got to unlearn some things. Was it, you know, let's go visceral, right? Let's talk about July 4th. Was everybody liberated on July 4th? Or did that happen in what we're learning now on Juneteenth? And we have these conversations. If I don't agree with that, why? What is causing me to not look at the historical context versus what I might have been told by others or society? I have to unlearn it and not to learn it over again. That is it's a very hard position to be in. But if you're willing to commit to it 6.5 years later and you're willing to do the work, then you get to a point of the resolve. I'm now resolute. I know exactly who I am and how I'm showing up. I've done the work. I've done the reading. I've done the research. And no longer am I going back to what you think I should be. No, you need to catch up to where I am. And you begin to become an advocate in that space and moment. So in my life, I started swimming for physical therapy. I got so fast in the water that I flooped up, messed up, and actually made the Paralympic swim team 27 months post-amputation. I saw athletes running and jumping on the track, and I said, I got to get one of those things made. And I had a leg made for running. And 4 years later, I went to Sydney, Australia, and won the Paralympic silver medal in the long jump, setting the American record in the process. You know, and in that process, like again, it's 6 years. A reporter asked me, you know, after that time, she says, you know, John, I saw you run with Carl Lewis and jump against Carl Lewis. And run with Michael Johnson in the Southwest Conference. And I said, yeah. And she said, do you think with artificial limb technology, could you do the same thing again? And I looked at her and I said, wow, that's a great question. I said, no, I don't think so. Not the way I'm running right now. However, maybe your question should be, if God forbid Carl Lewis or Michael Johnson lost a limb, could they run as fast or jump as far as I do?
Wow.
Catch up.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take another break. This is a longer commercial. This is going to be worth your time. Be sure to stick around. This guy is unbelievable. My good friend, John Register. Here we come.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A crew could demolish remaining units of the partially collapsed South Florida condo building as soon as Sunday, officials said, racing against time as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches the state.
Otherwise, Elsa's winds, which might reach the area early next week, could topple the structure unsafely, officials said. A controlled demolition would temporarily halt search and rescue operations in the rubble of the already collapsed portions. Summer travel is in full swing. This holiday weekend is expected to be the busiest travel period we have seen since the beginning of the pandemic. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Airport officials tell us passengers should arrive to the airports early as there is an abundance of travelers but a shortage of workers. And that's expected to be evident at airports today.
This is USA Radio News. The two-decade war in Afghanistan has given U.S. spies a perch for keeping tabs on terrorist groups that might once again use the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland. But that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is leaving intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. Gazing at the mountain of rubble that had buried her father, uncle, and dozens of others, a 12-year-old girl moved away from her relatives, sat down by herself, and pulled out her phone. She opened a collection of psalms and began to pray. Elisheva Cohen's moment of reflection at the site of the Florida condominium collapse captivated the Surfside mayor and led to an introduction to President Joe Biden, who asked to meet her Thursday when he arrived to console families affected by the disaster.
It's bad enough to lose somebody. But the hard part, the really hard part, is to not know whether they're surviving or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got John Register. We are transfixed. We have lost all control of the show because the guy, holy mackerel, how'd you get so smart? Did you just study as you laid in the bed recuperating? Or?
That's funny.
That's true. Well, John, this is so good. I watched your interview with Carl Mecklenburg, the unbelievable Pro Bowl linebacker from the Denver Broncos, and I also watched your TED Talk. And those of you watching this show and listening to this show, if you do anything today, go to LinkedIn or go on the internet and just Google John and jump in his life, because this guy is affecting change. And during the break, we talked about COVID a little bit, and it was an interesting commentary that he had on that I want to bring back and talk about that a little harder, because COVID was an event, an epic event in the lives of the world. Wasn't it, John, that was similar to what you went through?
Yeah. You know, people will always challenge and say, you know, thanks for bringing it back up, Tom. You know, people will always challenge and say, things that other people say. Now, we're talking during the break about uncertain times. Well, when do we ever have certainty? The other thing that I liken it to is people say, well, I've never been through something that you went through. I never had an amputation. I said, well, yes, you did. Because one of the things I realized with an amputation is, had I overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back. Well, I don't. During COVID, we all went through a cerebral amputation. We all wanted something back that we could not get back. We all found out how much control we actually did have, and we found out just how much oxygen left our environment. How did oxygen leave our environment? When oxygen leaves our environment, we panic. We want that next breath. The oxygen left our environment because we went and we started beating each other up over toilet paper, over soap, over hand sanitizers. That's not a normal thing to do. You do that when you're panicked. If you know, if you jump out of an airplane and the parachute doesn't open up, you're going to reach for anything that's around you, even though it doesn't even make sense to grab. So we lost our oxygen out of our environment. Do we get it back because now we're starting to open up again? Maybe. But we're also seeing mandates that are out there through with the federal regulations where on planes you still got to wear the mask. My wife's a flight attendant with an airline. And, you know, the escalation of people coming out of COVID now trying to be able to travel is almost out of control. People don't want to be told what to do. And it's the flight attendants who get the fines if they get a ride along and this person doesn't even put their mask up, won't put their tray table up, won't put their seatbelt on. They're the ones that get the fines. So what do we do as the traveling passengers? We panic. We start hitting people in the mouth, knocking their teeth out. We panic by saying, you can't control me at 30,000 feet. I'm going to do what I want to do. So we've still lost our oxygen out of our environment. Whatever happened during COVID where we said we're all in this together? Can we have a little more of that, please? Ford versus Ferrari. A little more of that, please. Right? We want more of that. And so we have to hold each other into account, my opinion. Yeah. Of when we see something that is wrong, will our truth outweigh the fear of us getting involved?
Yeah.
Or will we just resolve to let that situation pass by? Oh my gosh, I just can't believe what that just happened. And go back into our cocoons and not speak up for someone that needs to be spoken up for.
Well, when you start thinking about that, and we're going completely off topic of this show, but you take a look at what happened in COVID. We're all locked home, and here comes all this stuff that's happening in the world, police brutality, the various things, and it all comes into focus. And, you know, your sister had a chat with me about my, I can't remember the word, racism, but the microaggressions, and she had me read a whole bunch of books, and I didn't have any idea that I was wired like that at all, John, but my daughter did. Because she'd done the work of deep thinking. And she said, you know who needs to hear this is my dad. Because he came from a generation where they took who they were for granted and got to take liberties that they shouldn't take. And so she had me read three or four books and actually participate in some stuff that changed my life. And it makes me deeply sorry that I was that man. But I'm really happy for COVID and all this stuff and this perfect storm, as you just evidenced with July 4th and Juneteenth, that just have us all standing back going, holy mackerel, we can improve. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we're all learning, right? And that's that's the beauty of it. And, the story I usually share around us learning, myself included, is when the woman comes up to me in this airport. I'm coming back from Sydney, Australia. I got my silver medal in tow, wearing an artificial leg, reading USA Today newspaper. Got my other leg beside me. And
which leg? The one they cut off?
No. Well, I didn't keep that one of the
suit. Okay, good.
Maybe I should have. I wasn't in my right state of mind to bring on your show. I wasn't thinking about the Tom Chenault show. Dang it.
Stupid joke. Keep going.
That just makes me hopping mad.
No, okay, good.
My favorite restaurant's IHOP. Okay, let's get that one out. So she has these two boys. These two boys are saying, hey, Mom, look at this guy's legs. There's Robot Man. And, you know, the gateway, the people in the gate waiting area, they're saying, you know, shut them kids up. It's impolite to stare, you know, all the kind of things we say with that. And so in the midst of that, she gets up and begins to walk in my direction. And, you know, I think she's going to like the song says, just walk on by. But she stops. She leans in. She says, you know, my children are fascinated by your artificial leg. Looks like you overcome so much adversity. You're such an inspiration. Would you please tell them what happened? I'm like, I've never ever been. I mean, people have asked me what's going on with my leg, but never in such a public setting. Yeah. I'm bringing her two kids over. And so long story short of it, I share that with them. And then when they walk away, after I sign an autograph for them and show them the silver medal that I just won, I hear the conversation in the gate waiting area have changed. Did you hear that story? How cool was that? Yeah. Those kids' lives will never be the same. And I'm thinking, yeah, your life is never the same anymore because you just heard that story from this woman who took a risk that came over to me against all the naysayers that were actually out there. So she opened up my aperture. How many times did I miss it by being into myself, reading my own proverbial USA Today newspapers and not dialed into somebody else who was actually seeking out information authentically, not trying to use it in some other manipulative type of way? Because we know when we're being manipulated. And we also know when somebody's coming in their true, authentic self. And so that's share with me. You know, I want to open up opportunities for individuals and myself included to learn. So why is it when I go down south sometimes and I put my, you know, I give the clerk my credit card and they just wait for me to put it onto the desk and slide it over there to them, or my cash, and they don't put it in my hand. They slide it back over to me because they don't want to touch skin. So I see these things. Reticent. Why is it I got to go across the tracks to go get the barbershop? All these things that are there. My son, he went to go see his daughter. He lives down in the state of Texas. He flew down. He was going to spend a weekend. He had a weekend off. He gets a rental car, drives over to go see her. And they're in Midland, Odessa, Texas area. He's driving back through Uvalde after spending a great weekend with her. He's followed by 10 miles by a police officer. 10 miles. What do you do when you're followed by a police officer? You do the speed limit, hands at 10 and 2, whether or not you're making sure everything's right, rear view mirror, you're checking everything. You start becoming a different person when police are following you,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So we all know this. But what happens is after 10 miles, they stop him for a lane change violation on a single lane, you know, a double lane road. So he's pulled over. Good cop, bad cop. Good cop says, you know, we pulled you over for a lane violation, and so we're going to give you a warning. And so he gets the warning, and then this bad cop says, please step out of the car, sir. And John says, you know, innocently, for a lane violation? And then he puts his hand on his gun, unhooks the holster, and says, please step out of the car, sir. Now, most of you might be thinking, okay, oh, that happened, you know, so long ago. This happened 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Right. So this is what happens. And there's no video camera going. There's no, you know, so we always think, who are these individuals and where are the good ones that we so much hear about? Like my cousin who works in Minneapolis, who was one of the supervisors for Derek Chauvin when they were working homicide together. Or my other cousin who's working in Minneapolis, who was one of the testifiers against Derek Chauvin in the Minneapolis. So I have police officers in my family. And I know how they operate, right? And they tell me the war stories and everything that's going on. So when does it happen? You know, we talk about this Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter. Well, Blue Lives is a choice. I can choose to be a police officer or not. My cousin can be a police officer or not. He can choose that. Where I don't have a choice when I walk in the room where I get pulled over. So the way John gets out of it is the police officer, bad cop, says, you know, we're from a special unit. We can search your car without any authority from anybody else. So they start rifling through his car. It's a rental car, number one. So when you run the plates, you know, I talked to my friend here, my fraternity brother, who's now just was promoted to sergeant in Colorado Springs. And he says, you know, you should do a complaint on that down there for sure. But, you know, he's saying that, you know, the thing that he did is the right thing, to stay in the back. So he stays in the back with a good cop. And he just remembers he's crossed over into Uvalde County, where he went to school as in junior college. And in the summertime, he refereed basketball games. And one of the games that he refereed, you know, quite often, was one of the higher ranking police officers that was in there, like one of the chiefs of police that was there, his son. And so he just dropped his name, and immediately the two officers stopped. What if he couldn't have dropped the name?
Yeah.
You know, so those are the things that happen, and we can't turn a blind eye to it just because, and I'm not painting the whole police officers union bad.
Yep.
I'm just saying that there are elements that are there, and how do we police ourselves?
Yeah.
Or do we need external influence? Myself included, right? So I have to be able, when I have a visceral response to something, where's that coming from inside of me? So it's not to look at somebody else. Oh, it's just those individuals over there that always complain about. No, you have to look at why am I having this response? Because, again, when the truth outweighs your fear, you'll commit to the courageous lie.
There you go. And what that is, when it comes in, just notice what it sticks to. Because it's sticking to something in
it's
your
path. Sticking to something.
Oh, my gosh, that's unbelievable. Well, we're going to have a little surprise for you at the break. So those of you that are listening on AM radio all over the world, you lost out because we've got a special guest coming in during the break because it's his birthday, and he's 76 years old, and he is a retired Marine, and his dad was cool. So we're going to have some fun here during the break, so stick around. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adriani and Tom Chenault, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much, my friends from GCN, for keeping us on the air.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Final segment. We've got John Register. By now, you've gone to johnregister.com. By now, you've Googled him. By now, you realize why we had him on. We had an agenda about talking about adversity. We didn't have the plan for this show that came in, but that's what I love about this show. There's no, you know, we never called John and said, here's what we're going to talk about. We let God drive that bus and we just showed up. And what you've done, John, is probably one of the best radio shows we've ever done. Don't you agree? 100%. Yeah. And so, thank you. Thank you.
Lord.
We love you, man. And gee, many Christmas. Okay, so tell everybody what you're doing now, you loser.
So for 15 years, I worked for an incredible organization, the United States Olympic Committee, and I built out a Paralympic military sport program. This program helped wounded, ill, and injured service members use sports as a tool for the rehabilitation. So once you've kind of won the success or whatever the success is in your life, now you want to go back and help other people on that journey. So that was kind of my mission. I began to really call that piece out, and I was really engaged pretty heavily in that. That program turned into Warrior Games. It also turned into Prince Harry's Invictus Games. And I still got one more I'm trying to get after, and I won't let that cat out of the bag. But it drove me to a different direction because a lot of militaries around the world, they don't track their veteran population. So I really wanted to begin to advocate and increase the level of honor and respect for anybody who served, right? So anytime I go, travel the world and I go to like Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Japan, wherever we are, I always try to visit the memorial of those countries, whether we have fought wars with each other or against each other, because everybody knows that on the battlefield, no one's really fighting for their country. They're fighting to come back home to theirs, right? That's what's really going on. And there's this kind of camaraderie between brethren and sisters that have fought in war. That's why Vietnam vets go back to Vietnam to try to make reparations for what's going on, because there's a psychological thing that happens there. So I'm trying to get a hold of do that as well. So I interned my service with the United States Olympic Committee after 15 years, and I went out, launched into the deep, and went full time with Inspired Communications International, which is our professional speaking company now. And what we really do is it's really speaking, kind of training, a little bit of coaching. But what the gist of it is helping business professionals and teach them how to hurdle their adversity, amputate their fear, embrace a new normal mindset, and we call it mindsight now, to win the medals that are in their life. And so that's what we do. We use this model from fear to freedom to help them. And we also have a championship mindsight program, too, to look at the Olympic model, the Paralympic model, and how athletes actually train using things like plus one days, the days you're going to train that no one else will, using how to manage ripples of disturbance. So COVID was a big ripple of disturbance. How do you manage around those things? Sometimes a tweet can be a ripple of disturbance that takes you off your game plan. You can put that into the business community and develop, how you manage the relationships to actually get you back on track faster. So that's what we help business leaders do. And we've been all around the world. It's been pretty crazy. And even during COVID, we started doing it online. And we were doing, probably almost better numbers than we did the first year out. So that was it's been fantastic. We love to continue to work with you all and all anybody else that's out there that has a business that is looking for something like that to kind of inject inspiration into their company. We believe that inspiration is the catalyst to motivation. Motivation in turn causes actions. Actions lead us to transformational results. And those results, they re-inspire us or allow other people watching the process to catch their vision.
That is so cool. Wow. And as you do that, who are you working with right now that you're excited about pouring into to their organizations, John?
Great question. The next one is always the answer.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been very fortunate to work with some, you know, from Fortune, you know, 100 companies like Gilead Sciences, you know, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, KPMG, you know, some of those folks, as well as some, you know, not-for-profits that have been out there, and an educational system. So Arkansas was one, my alma mater. We did a program with University of Michigan, Flint, because they had a youth program that was kind of coming up. So we kind of work with every, not really everybody, but in the space of who needs either championship mindset to mindset, or they're dealing with on that process of fear to freedom, that journey from fear to freedom, they're stuck someplace on there, and we offer the injection to help them get them to the jump they need to make. We can't make them jump, but we get them to the jump, or create a soft landing spot after they have committed to a jump.
Well, I know a couple of network marketing companies that would absolutely do a backflip to have you aboard, John, and I just want to thank you for coming on. I mean, it was
very honored.
It really, really was. So for people who want to connect with you, John, is your website the best place to go?
Yeah, our website has it's the first kind of stop gap, right? So on the website, there's a video, kind of a teaser video there, speaker bio video. Thanks for putting that up there on johnregister.com. And on that website also are all the social media channels that we're on. Upper right-hand corner, you can kind of just play around. I do most of my work on LinkedIn and Instagram. Those are the primary, the two channels I work most on. And then followed by our Facebook group, which is amputatefear.com. If you want to come in there, we do a lot of small training, but we'll do more deeper dives in that. And then we have a show, like I said, on Thursday afternoons. We're actually interviewing an Olympian, Hurdlers of Adversity, Conversation with Mindsight Warriors.
Wow. All right. We're out of here. Next weekend, the price of poker is going straight down. We've got two-time Emmy Award-winning star of General Hospital, Rial Andrews, on, and he is one of the funniest, best, most ambitious leaders. Unbelievable guy. He'll be on next weekend, so you want it next week, so you want to watch that show too. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.